Most of the public testimony at Friday's meeting came from Willow area residents requesting funding for area trails. After that, about half of the meeting consisted of comments from the assembly members themselves. Jim Sykes, who represents District 1, expressed concern about the borough relying increasingly on grants in order to fund expenses. He says that the portion of the budget paid for by borough taxes has decreased, while the amount funded by grants, mostly from the state, has increased from one-fifth of the budget to about one-third over the last decade.
And the point I'm trying to make about this is I believe that this is heading us into an unsustainable budget process, because if you do go into this year's budget, you'll find something on the order of this proposed year's capital budget being cut about $4 million. But in reality, it's also proposing to spend $13 million more than we expect to take in.
Assemblymember Sykes says he believes that since grant funding is not always predictable, that it could lead to the borough using reserves to finish or maintain projects and services that were begun under grant funding. If those reserves run out, he says it would mean tough fiscal times for the MATSU.
We either are going to reach a point where we may not have grants funding or we have spent our reserves, and we're either going to be cutting projects and services or cutting personnel.
Assemblymember Vern Halter, whose district includes the Upper Valley, said that much of the upswing in grant funding is for infrastructure projects that are outside of the ability of local service areas to fund.
The grants that you hear from the state, like the fire hall, like Nancy Lake Fire Hall, that was just $600,000 that was just approved by this legislature, that would be a kind of a grant-type situation. 4 Mile last year, that's a grant-type situation, money coming in. It's something that the local fire service area or the local road service area could never afford on its own. I'll guarantee you that. So it's something I kind of advocate.
Assemblymember Halter acknowledged that many grants are dependent on the Alaska State Legislature, but that he believes the borough's delegation has been largely successful in continuing to secure funds.
I suppose it could dry up. I'm hopeful it doesn't. It seems like our group down in Juneau right now are very strong and advocate for us and listen to us, and I'm pretty proud of them on that subject.
Near the end of the meeting, Deputy Mayor Ronald Arvin introduced a plan for increasing funds to the MATSU Borough School District, which accounts for more than three-quarters of the borough's total spending. The district has requested a 3% increase in funding in order to keep pace with rising costs. The plan would change how unspent school funds are redistributed at the end of a budget year. Currently, the school district keeps 75% of those funds, with 25% returning to the borough. The alternative Assemblymember Arvin proposed would call for no increase to the budget itself, but would allow the school district to keep all of the unspent funds from the previous fiscal year. After the meeting, Assemblymember Arvin said he believes that, for the coming year, that plan would put the district near the figure they're requesting.
It's about a wash. I think it results in about a $100,000 increase to the district. And this is the education session. The assembly is sensitive to that, too. Paying our own fair share, we understand what that means. So that, we're trying to do the best we can with that.
Assemblymember Arvin says the leftover funding is not predictable year to year, so it does not represent a permanent funding solution. But he says it would hit near the number the school district is requesting for 2015. He says his chief concern is that continual percentage-based budget increases raise the floor for future funding. Official deliberations on the budget will take place this week, beginning on Monday. Currently, 5 special meetings are scheduled between now and May 14th for deliberation and possible adoption of the next borough budget. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.